Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
It's a cash bonanza at Republic, where you can win a weekend trip for two to Arrow Point Resort. From February 5th to May 25th, Republic Bank is offering Make It Happen loans for your cash, furniture, appliance, and consumer needs with low or no down payment, quick approvals, and affordable repayments. Plus, two lucky customers will win a day trip to Kaichu Falls. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Call or visit any branch of Republic Bank or go online to apply for your loan today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
The Ghana Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, ticket a day can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Taubman. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Taubman seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Taubman seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Ministry of Public Health presents Health Expo 2018 under the theme Reaching for a Better Life with Good Health. Starting Wednesday, May 30th to Saturday, June 2nd at the Sophia Exhibition Center. Catch the big opening night ceremony on Wednesday 30th from 17 hours and gates open from 15 hours to 22 hours daily, except on Friday, June 1st at 10 a.m. for school children. Enjoy free medical and dental checkups, blood pressure and diabetes testing, nutrition counseling, and many more. Admission is absolutely free and the entire family is invited. Don't miss out.
In our last episode, Ignatius told June he had heard a rumor about James and she should keep an eye on him. Aubrey, Dinah, and Unique discussed the local government elections, and Unique said she would be contesting and she hoped more young people would be encouraged to do the same. June was called to examine Rhonda, who was getting pains, but these eased. As we return, Rhonda is going into labor.
The voice of Guyana has
Oh, shoot. Oh, gosh. Aubrey!
Hey, Rhonda.
Come quick.
What happened, babes?
I think my water just broke.
What? You sure?
Yes, Aubrey, I'm sure.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Okay, what are you supposed to do?
I'll call Mommy and Unique now.
Yes, call them. The phone. Where the phone there?
Aubrey!
Where the phone?
Just stop and breathe.
All right.
No. Go over to the restaurant and call Unique and Mommy.
You sure you could stay here by yourself?
Yes. You go and call Mommy and Unique and I can call June.
All right. You sure?
Aubrey!
All right. I gone.
Yes, Father. This is it. Let me call June.
Myrtle. You are such a beautiful woman.
Simon, that is not what I'm here for today. You said you want me to help with your strategy.
And part of my strategy is you, dear Myrtle. I am so in love with you.
Oh, Simon, stop it.
You don't believe me?
Let's get on with discussing your strategy. Before we know it, November will be here and it will be time for local government elections.
True.
So, first of all, I think you should be clear on why you want to run as an independent.
I already said that I want to help the community.
You have to be prepared for the questions the people out there will ask. You will need those 15 signatures. Without that, you wouldn't be able to contest.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, getting 15 signatures is the easy part. You could easily bribe people for that.
Simon, that is not how you want to go about this.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
You have to do it with integrity.
And I agree, my love.
So, I am a random person on the street. You come up to me and express your interest to run as an independent. I ask, what will you do to improve my life? How do you respond?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, do you know the history of local government elections?
How are you going to answer a question with a question, Simon?
Because I see it as my duty not only to answer questions, but also educate the people at the same time. Empowerment.
All right. I understand.
So, I asked the person if they know the history of the local government elections, and their response will most likely be no.
How can you be so sure?
Because I find that most people are ignorant when it comes to these things. It's the reason most of them don't hold their leaders accountable.
Is that the attitude you will approach people with, Simon?
By telling them that they're ignorant?
Yes.
I will not exactly use those words. At the end of the day, I'm trying to be elected.
And even before that, trying to get those 15 signatures. Don't forget that.
Yes.
So, what are you going to tell the person if they say no?
Well, my research has informed me that local government in Guyana dates back to 1838 after emancipated slaves purchased abandoned sugar plantations and established villages.
Okay.
Then, I will continue that in the 1930s, several local government laws were put into place, followed by various initiatives geared at decentralization of government.
And?
Additional laws were introduced as the years went by. In 1945, the Local Government Act. In 1969, the Municipal and Districts Council Act. And in 1980, the Local Democratic Organs Act.
Okay, Simon. Knowing the history is good. Most people are concerned about the now. And they will ask you, what are you going to do to improve their lives now?
That's true. And I will answer that. Can we take a little break now, though?
Why?
To focus on other things.
Simon.
Myrtle.
Auntie June, I can't believe it's finally happening.
I know you guys have waited so long.
And Mommy just so tired.
I know you, Lee. Those last few weeks before you deliver can be really tough.
I'm so sorry I can't be in the delivery room. It would have been so nice to see my brother being born.
Don't worry. It won't be too long before you see him.
Daddy must be freaking out.
When is Dinah coming?
She should be here within the hour. Had to close some things off at the restaurant.
Good. I need to talk to her about something. Oh, nothing to do with Rhonda or the baby. Something to do with the village council.
Oh, okay. You thinking about running?
Me? No, my dear. But I think you should.
Yes. I think I am 90% sure that I will be contesting as an independent.
Oh, great. I think you will set a great example for other young people in the community.
Yeah. Encourage others to participate, no?
Yes. And I will encourage others to pay more interest in what is happening in the community.
Daddy?
Hi, baby. Hi, June.
Hi, Aubrey. What's happening?
My brother here?
Not yet.
How far along is she?
They say she could start pushing.
Oh, wow.
We're getting closer.
It's with me grandson there, man.
He not here yet, granny.
Oh, father. Don't talk with the speed I come down here with. What's the progress?
She can start pushing now.
Oh, praise the Almighty. Let me hold hands and pray.
I gonna go back inside. Only come outside to give y'all an update.
All right, son.
Hang in there, Aubrey. Everything will be okay.
Simon, what are you doing?
trying to get you to pay some attention to me.
It will not work, Simon. We need to stop this. I cannot do this to my niece.
So, you will stifle your happiness for a woman who has all the years to live and love.
Simon!
Myrtle, you don't know how many years God will give you.
I plan to live to at least 100.
Is there any guarantee of life? Any of us can die at any moment. And that is why we need to live in the moment.
Yes, but that does not mean you engage in reckless behavior.
What is reckless about two people who love each other expressing their love?
Simon, this is not what I came here for today. You said you wanted us to work on your strategy for local government elections.
And you believed that, Myrtle? Certainly. You are not that naive, my dear.
Simon, stop it!
I'm not going to give up on you, Myrtle.
I said to stop it!
Have I angered you, my dear? I'm sorry.
I'm leaving!
Myrtle!
I will speak to you later!
Myrtle! Too coy. Hi. Anyway, when one door closes, another opens. I wonder what Simone is up to. Hello, my darling.
Dinah, I wanted to talk to you about something.
What?
I don't even know how to put it.
Just ask.
I mean, you see James at village council meetings, right?
Yes.
Is there anything I should be worried about?
What do you mean?
I mean, have you seen James doing anything he is not supposed to do?
Is what you really trying to ask me, June?
You know, James and I... You know, James and I have had infidelity issues in the past, right?
Yes, but I thought y'all get over all of that.
Yes. I thought so too.
But you got a reason to believe he's stepping out on you again?
Well, not really. You know what? Just forget I said anything. It's silly.
If you're feeling that way, there must be something to it. Woman's intuition.
Well, the truth is, if it wasn't for Ignatius...
Ignatius?
You know what? Forget I said anything.
What Ignatius got to do with anything?
Any news yet?
Not yet. June, we can continue the conversation later.
Look here, coffee. I got juice for myself.
Thanks, Unique.
This boy taking long for bar, man. How long people does got to push?
Unique, every woman is different. It depends on the length and the size of the baby.
No random making a little hulk.
Poor mommy. It's better she had a C-section.
Hey, stop it. Natural birth is faster recovery.
For most first-time mothers, they can push for up to 2 hours. Sometimes even longer.
But mommy's not a first time mother.
But remember, it's over 25 years since she had you.
Look, Aubrey. Daddy, what happened? Why are you crying?
Aubrey, tell me Rhonda and the baby all right.
Daddy's what? Mommy all right? Me brother all right?
Y'all calm down.
My son is here. Me and Rhonda got a son.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
Reaching for a better life with good health in mind is Guyana. Good health and well-being is required for life. Guyana strive. Protect from illnesses, we must fight the good fight. Reaching for a better life with good health in mind. Reaching for a better life with good health in mind. The Ministry of Public Health presents Health Expo 2018. Under the theme, Reaching for a Better Life with Good Health. May 30th to June 2nd at the Sapphire Exhibition Center. Admission free.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.